Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show.
I'll tell you, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I, for one, am glad the one guy didn't show and that guy got to do some stuff, because I want to hear more of that.
You want to hear more of what he was doing where...
Yes.
He would say something, and then I would try to turn it into something, and just when I had turned it into something... He
right.
would then blurt out something else that took
right.
me off point.
I love it. I think it's a great concept.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I love that sort of pacing for the show.
Yeah.
It shows a real appreciation for what we're trying to do here.
Sure does. He knows what he's doing. I think you should take a back seat and let him drive the show.
Yeah, I should. Maybe Tommy Stinson can come down with him, and the two of them can jam on some.
Hey, speaking of.
Yeah.
I think you might remember me. This is Replacement Steve.
Replacement Steve. What's
I was in the studio that one night with the guy. What was his name? Bob Mayer?
That's right. Yes. Bob Mayer, the guy who wrote Trouble Boys. Which,
great book. One of the best.
Was one of the best and still is.
Still is, yeah. So, is this thing happening? I got my cassette recorder ready.
Mm-hmm.
Is this happening?
It is not happening. I just got word that it is not happening.
Huh.
That there was a personal emergency came up.
Got it.
Which...
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to
riff
about?
A little bit?
Do I want to riff? Sure, let's riff. Let's riff, Replacement Steve.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
All right, let's rank the Replacement solo albums.
Okay.
I want to put Bash and Pop at number one. Friday Night is Killing Me, but now I'm a little miffed.
Yeah, you wanted to put that one first.
Yeah.
Then what would be next? Suicane Gratification?
No, I'm gonna put Stereo.
Stereo. Okay.
Yeah, and then.
Horseshoes and Hand Grenades?
I was going to say that, or 75% Less Fat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
What about, where are you going to put Homemade Gorilla Mask?
Can't get past the title.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put The New Old Me, which is, of course, the Slim Dunlop solo.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put that 4.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rank...
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we should logically rank Jackie Earl Haley films.
Well, I'm not done ranking these, though.
Oh, you're
I'd
not.
Like to put, if we're going to rank Replacement solo stuff, I'd probably put Perfect had an EP called When Squirrels Play Chicken.
I had it.
Mm-hmm. And is Chinese Democracy technically a solo album?
Yes.
Okay. What about Appetite for Democracy 3D?
Yes. Great film.
Yeah, I remember lining up and then the theater manager coming out saying, folks, we just can't fit any more people into the theater. It's a fire hazard in there.
The floor's full.
Yeah.
There's not any more room for anyone to lie down on the floor here.
People were lying down behind the screen.
Right.
Like, he had sold seats behind the screen.
Yes.
So you're watching the movie backwards.
You're hearing it, yeah.
You're hearing...
Oh, yeah. And also, that Peter Hook film you were talking about?
Yeah.
It was called Low Slung.
Low Slung, which is how he held his bass.
That's correct, yes.
Who do you think... So he held his bass super low.
Right.
And here's one for you, Replacement Steve.
Yeah.
Peter Hook, lowest slung guitar. Let's call a bass a guitar. John Dwyer, highest slung from the OCs?
I was going to say either him or anyone else under the age of 30 in a band right now. Oh, burn!
So anyone under 30 in a band, they tend to sling it high.
I think it's a reaction to the Peter Hooks of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in that movie? That was Jackie O'Haley, wasn't it?
Was in what movie?
The Peter Hooks of yesteryear.
The Peter Hooks of yesteryear. That was the
very
movie.
Very limited release.
If I'm not mistaken, it was inspired by the Dylan one, where it was all the different people playing the different facets of Dylan.
Right.
It was all these people playing different facets of Peter Hook.
Mm-hmm.
The Peter Hooks of yesteryear.
Hacienda era.
Mm-hmm. Fighting with Bernard Sumner.
That's right.
Them in the studio saying, we can do this. We can make a comeback. We can come all the way back. Right?
That's right, yeah.
We're at number one, boys. That's Peter Hook walking into the studio holding up a record mirror.
You know who played Bez in that movie?
Who played Bez in the Peter Hooks of yesteryear?
Yes, yeah. Oh. He had like a little tertiary segment there. It was Benicio del Toro.
He played Bez, the hype man from
Oh, come on, man.
From Happy Mondays.
Yes.
How does it feel to treat me like you do? To cancel on the best show a half hour into the night.
I thought that you were gonna be here.
I thought that you would be here. I thought you were gonna...
I arranged the entire night.
Yeah. How does it feel? Yeah. Oh, but by all means, let's reschedule. Just got an email. Yeah, let's reschedule. Top priority for everyone, by all means, right? Yeah, let's do this twice.
I'm marking it on my calendar right now. It's next week, right?
I'll clear your calendar, Steve.
God knows you don't have anything big next week, right?
Nothing. Not that I know of.
No.
Nothing that's going to blow people away next week.
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to the Newbridge Pop and Rock thing? On Saturday?
I'm hoping to.
You got tickets?
I do not.
Oh.
Is it completely sold out?
It sells out like in a minute. You know that.
So
for
this
the last
is
50 years.
So this is going to be like a.
It's the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at an Appetite for Democracy 3D situation here.
Right. You'll be lucky if you can lay on the macadam behind the auditorium.
Right? Imagine the theater when Appetite for Democracy 3D, when they start playing that. And then they go, not yet, everyone.
Yeah.
This one's called Madagascar from Chinese Democracy.
Yeah.
Here's the track listing for the movie Appetite for Democracy. Chinese Democracy.
That's a song?
Yes. That's what that's what it starts off with.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Jungle.
I know that one.
It's So Easy.
I know that one.
Mr. Brownstone.
I know that one.
Estranged from Use Your Illusion 2.
I've heard the title.
Rocket Queen.
I know that one.
Then, one of Axl Rose's favorite songs to cover.
Oh, please be an interminable rendition of Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know. And that would have probably been Tommy Stinson. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
All right, what's next?
And in this ever-changing world in which we live in.
One of the great lines of all time.
And then I wonder if he goes low. Makes you give in and cry. Then This I Love from Chinese Democracy.
Never heard of it.
Then Better from Chinese Democracy.
Never heard of it.
Oh, here's a treat. Here's a fun one for the fans. Motivation. A Tommy Stinson solo number from Village Gorilla Head.
Really?
Is the 10th song in this Guns N' Roses concert film.
Interesting.
Catcher in the Rye, which is a song from Chinese Democracy.
Okay.
Street of Dreams, another Chinese. This is a thing that, what do you do? What's the equivalent of buying a t-shirt at a concert movie? Because it's two Chinese Democracy songs, a Tommy Stinson solo song, and then two more Chinese Democracy songs. Like, do you just go buy popcorn at that point? Partway through a movie?
Yeah, maybe they're selling little bobbleheads? I don't know.
And then, you could be
mine.
Then
please tell me they do the other cover that I love.
There I see a few more covers coming
here. Keep going.
Then Sweet Child of Mine, right at the halfway point.
That's only halfway?
Yeah, there's 25 songs. That's song number 14.
That's the encore.
Yeah. I'm sure people thought that when Guns N' Roses broke into Motivation, the Tommy Stinson solo song, that, well, this has to be the end of the movie. Now, they're probably going to play Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine, and then a cover.
Okay.
Another cover.
Is it, give me a hint.
I've never heard them cover this one. It is not nearly as overdone as the.
Is it punk?
No.
Is it classic? Is it a classic?
It's classic rock, definitely.
Is it by the Rolling Stones?
It is not. One of the major classic rock bands.
Oh, TSOL.
No, a little more major than that.
Okay. Pink Floyd.
You got it.
Is it?
It is.
Is it, please don't tell me it's like.
What's the dumbest one they could cover?
It's got to be Run Like Hell.
Dumber.
Mother.
More obvious. One where you'd be like, why is anyone covering this?
The School Song.
Another Brick in the Wall Part 2.
Yes. School Song, yes.
You got it. The School Song. Ooh, hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. All we are is just another brick in the wall.
I like when you do it low because it sounds like I can picture you holding like a cigar.
I'm holding a pen when I do it. This is the funny thing. I'm singing into a microphone, but I hold a pen in front of my mouth as if I'm holding a microphone. Ooh, hey!
I love how it's almost like Curly, too. Like you sound like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Really?
Yeah, can you incorporate Curly into this?
Into another Brick in the Wall part, into Guns N' Roses doing another Brick in the Wall Part 2?
Yes. Yeah, and it can just be you doing the thing on your head that Curly does. You know?
Okay. So it'd be like, we don't need no education. Bing, minute, 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 bing, minute, minute. Ooh, we don't. control. Then he'll be like, ooh, hey, you, watch it. Ooh, pain. Ooh, yuck, yuck, yuck. No jock sarcasm in the classroom. Okay, so they do that. Then they go into November Rain.
Oh. These songs are all, like, 10 minutes long.
Yeah, this movie must be 4 hours at this point. Then, thankfully, oh, here's a good breather. If you've been enjoying yourself too much with all those hits in a row, here's a song, Objectify by Bumblefoot.
Now, he's not the guy with the basket on his head, is he?
No, that's Basket Face.
Okay.
Right?
I think so, yes.
Where it smells like fried chicken inside Basket Face's basket?
That's it, yes, yeah. Bumblefoot is what? He's like a guitar player?
I think he might be.
Okay.
Then they do Don't Cry.
I've heard that title.
Then Civil War, another one.
Okay.
Then two covers back to back.
Jesus. All right. Give me a hint on the first one.
A band.
Classic rock band?
Big, another major classic rock band.
TSOL.
No, you said TSOL. They do not do any TSOL the entire show.
Okay. We've already heard the Beatles. We've heard Pink Floyd. It's not, is it Highway to Hell?
It's not Highway to Hell. Older band than that.
Bill Haley on the Comets.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No, it's not, although that would be pretty cool. We're just like, oh, I'm just a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store.
Right?
Oh, I'm just a one-eyed cat peeking in a seafood store. Right? We're like, shake, rattle, and roll. Although they might have done, why would that be surprising? They did an album of where they did that song. Why don't have much? Like, since I don't have you.
What is that?
That's on the Spaghetti Incident.
What's it called? What's the song called?
Since I Don't Have You, the old
by who?
The old doo-wop song.
You're kidding me.
No,
I thought it was all punk songs on that record.
No, they do that song.
Oh, I give up.
Can you believe the idea that Guns N' Roses would do?
Who suggests that? Gotta be him, right?
Yeah, I would guess it would be the insane person.
You don't think Matt Sorum is going, hey guys, we should do this old doo-wop number?
You think Matt Sorum, there's a chance he's saying, look, I know I've suggested it 100 times. Guys, we gotta do Since I Don't Have You. Like, he's telling Axl Rose, you have to do it. I know you're in charge of this thing, and I've watched you fire everyone involved in it, but I'm going back to the mat on this one. You gotta do Since I Don't Have You. And then finally he's like, fine, let's do it.
Yeah.
I tell you, this bum didn't show up. This bum. He's a...
All right, keep
okay,
going.
Sorry, you're right.
So this one more song, Max. Right?
Well, no, this cover song.
Oh my god, I didn't guess.
You were
yet,
still
did
trying
I?
To it's guess.
It's a big band.
Huge band.
Led Zeppelin.
A hair less big, but enormous. Maybe, you know.
Aerosmith.
Bigger than Aerosmith. I might even have been wrong to say this band probably just as big as Led Zeppelin in their own way.
All right, the biggest bands of all time, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
the Beatles.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Already smaller than this band in terms of actual moving units.
Boston. The Eagles.
No.
That's not funny. That's a fact. That's the number one album of all time. Laugh it up back there.
Yeah, I love it. You're calling them out. You hear that, right. Dudio? Replacement Steve just called you out.
That's right.
The band you named, this band is closest to the Beatles and Rolling Stones. Kept going, though. Still together.
Still together?
Yes.
Oh, I'm embarrassed for myself.
Four members, two are dead.
Black Sabbath. No, everyone's alive. And, okay. The Who.
Yeah. What Who song does Guns N' Roses cover?
Please don't tell me it's Imminence Front.
No, it's not.
Is it Off It's Hard?
It's not Off It's Hard.
Okay.
No.
Is it, please don't tell me it's Pinball Wizard.
It's not.
Is it, it's got to be Bob O'Reilly, right?
Very close.
It's Wonka Fold Again.
No, very close.
My
though.
Wife. Bargain.
Not my wife.
Is it on Who's Next?
I think it is, if I remember correctly. Who's Next?
Song is Over.
No.
It's not. I don't know what else.
Wait, no, there. It was on. It was on. It was not on that. It was. Yes. It was on Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy. It was on Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy.
Okay. That's the greatest hits. Like, My Generation, Can't Explain, Any Way, Any Hell.
It's from 1970.
70? Oh, please don't tell me it's Long Live Rock.
No.
Good Lord, what? Oh. Can you tell I got my face down in a pillow?
I can hear it. I can hear how frustrated you are, replacement.
All right,
Steve.
I'm going to remain in this pillow until I guess this. All right, it's 1970.
It's from 1970.
Is it on a regular record?
I don't think so. I think it was a single.
Well, that's what Long Live Rock was.
Yeah, well, Steve, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's, I know it. It's...
The Smithereens covered it.
Also. Oh, Behind the Wall of Sleep.
No, that's not a cover.
Oh, William Wilson?
Zen Gorilla also covered it.
Oh.
Rush covered it.
To the audience, I just say I'm mortified that I'm in this position.
It appears in the opening credits of Bill Maher's American documentary film, Religulous.
Oh, I asked Timothy Leary, but he couldn't help me either. They call me the Seeker.
That's right.
Oh, can you do Axl Rose doing it now?
They call me the Seeker. I've been searching low and high. Ooh, I can't get to get what I'm after. Till the day I die.
I die.
I asked Timothy Leary.
What is... Do this. Do that same line, till the day I die, and then go into that part of Play That Funky Music, White Boy, where he goes, till you die!
Wait.
Until you die, that part?
Yes.
I've been searching low and high. Ooh, I won't get to get what I'm after. Till the day I die. Till I die.
Boom,
bang, bang, bang. And they were dancing, and singing,
and moving to the groove.
And just then, somebody left me and died without.
Right?
Yes. All right, what's next?
Another cover.
Oh. It's got to be the only Dylan song I don't like.
Yeah, it's the worst Bob Dylan song that he's made the most money off of any of his songs.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door wall.
Imagine when Bob Dylan hears the Guns N' Roses cover and has to just go, huh.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, he's really going for it on the vocals.
Or when he runs into Axl Rose and knows that
He has made $900,000 on publishing from this guy's terrible version of his song.
Yeah, man. Real good. Thanks, man.
Hey, Bob, it's me, Axl Rose. What's up, man? Bob, how are you? You be Bob Dylan.
I love Bob. How he talks, too.
Bob, what's up?
You be Bob Dylan, replacement.
Okay, 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 I'm sorry. Yeah, hey, man.
Just
hey, I like that that version of that of my song that you did.
Oh, thanks. Knocking on Heaven's Door?
More like Knocking on Heaven's... I had to censor myself. Well, hey, in my version, he says something bad about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that he couldn't even swallow he couldn't even get past the moment to make some reference that it sucked.
Yeah.
So they do that. Then there's four more songs.
No. All right, we haven't heard "Welcome to the Jungle" yet.
No, we did. "Welcome to the Jungle" was second.
It was?
Yeah.
It was so long ago, I don't remember.
I know. It was 4.5 hours ago.
There's no more hits left.
There's a couple more hits.
We've heard Sweet Child of Mine. We've heard Welcome to the Jungle. We've heard Mr. Brownstone. We've heard Mrs. Brownstone.
Mm-hmm. They did Mrs. Brownstone. There's an Appetite. There's two more Appetite songs to go.
Oh, my God. The only song on that record I know is November Rain, and we heard that like 3 hours ago.
Well, that was not on Appetite for Destruction.
Oh.
They do, well, Night Train.
We heard, okay.
And then there's a song from Lies. Remember Lies? There's two.
Oh, Immigrants and F's, yes.
No, not that one. One in a Million. The one where he was just a character on it.
Yeah.
I was a character.
Well, that's what Steve Bannon is doing.
I'm just a character. I always think of that. It always reminds me of like in Class of 84 when the hoodlum is hanging from the light fixture, and he's he's like, teacher, I'm just a kid. And then the teacher tries to help him out, and then the kid like tries to slash him.
Right. Yes.
It's like the kid probably should have waited till the teacher lifted him out of the thing before he tried to slash him.
Yeah, slash him when you're on solid ground.
Yeah, but he was barely hanging on this thing, tried to slash him, and then falls and then gets hung over the school band playing the 1812 Overture.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, the song is, I guess this must be a little acoustic set they break out, a little mini acoustic set.
Oh, Patience.
Well, Patience is that, but the one before it is like a Guns N' Roses closest thing to a novelty song.
Oh, My Ding-a-Ling.
Not My Ding. It is their My Ding-a-Ling.
Is it a known song?
Yes. It's like a dumb, it is what to the metal community what My Ding-a-Ling would be. It's as dumb as My Ding-a-Ling is, but with an aggressive, misogynistic metal streak, a streak that only those metal guys could have.
I might not know this song.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
Boo! Thumbs down.
Yeah. That is like a metal version of My Ding-a-Ling.
It is.
And then they end the show with Paradise City. 25 songs in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I give up.
I know, right? Terrible.
That's not for us, Tom.
It's not for us?
That world. No.
Well, I will say the DVD, it did win Best 3D Music Entertainment Feature at the 2015 International 3D and Advanced Imaging Society Awards.
Which I couldn't get tickets for.
Me neither. I wonder who accepted.
Well, what might that sound like if he went to it and accepted?
I would say who would probably accept for it would probably be like accepting for Guns N' Roses. Dizzy Reed. Everybody. We did it. I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank everybody over at, I'm trying to see who the production company is. Like, Yeah, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is what he would say. Dizzy Reed, accepting the thing. I just want to thank everybody over at Interscope. Want to thank Kerry Osmussen for directing job amazing. Barry Summers, some of the best producing we've ever seen on a thing. And I'm going to say, when it comes to awards, these are the ones that matter, you know. You know, Grammys, People's Choice Awards. I could take it or leave them, but, you know, the awards you treasure are awards like this one, the best 3D music entertainment feature here at the 2015 International 3D and Advanced Imaging Society Awards. I will not forget this. And on behalf of the band, Axel, Tommy, DJ, Bumblefoot, Richard, Chris, Frank.
Richard.
Richard Fortas.
Okay.
I want to thank, you know, Axel, Tommy Stinson, DJ Ashba, Ron Bumblefoot Thigh, Ron Bumblefoot Thigh, DJ Ashba, the lead guitarist, Richard Fortas, Chris Pittman, Frank Ferrer, Chris Pittman, the other keyboard player.
There's two keyboardists.
Yeah, he also does backing vocals and tambourine.
Okay.
And Frank Ferrer. And, of course, the dancers, Cassandra, Sofer, Setili, Angela Costa, Lisa Cannon, and Tara McClintic. The aerialists, Alyssa McCraw and Kelly Milladon. And the pole dancers, Ashley Park and Ashley Mace. The pole dancers for this video are both named Ashley.
And that's their B show. That's not even the A show they usually do.
For GNR?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the B show.
Yes.
So that's what it would be like if Dizzy Reed accepted the award for the 2015 International 3D and Advanced Imaging Society Awards award for Best 3D Music Entertainment Feature.
Well, it's been said a lot, but I do love your impressions.
Thank you, Replacement Steve. I'm going to say goodnight.
Okay, that's fine, because I've been on the can the whole time, so I'm about done. What?
Horrible.
Okay. All right.
Well, have a great night.
All right, persevere.
Thanks, bro.
All right, namaste.
Right back at you. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No show. Bailed on the show. This better be some kind of emergency, I'm telling you. Yeah, it sounds like the emergency sounds like I sure don't feel like driving into New Jersey. Because I have been promoting all day and I don't want to. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And, yeah, you, the best show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.